For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is high noon in the District of Columbia. Sometime in the next hour, we should hear from offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders. Ahead of week one's matchup. Damn, I'm excited for football. Real football tonight, real football tomorrow, real football all weekend. Good college football game. Michigan playing Texas.
Yep.
My Turtles got a Big Ten opener against Michigan State. My Turtles, I think they'll start 3-0 with three legit wins over like legit colleges. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I'm getting excited about College Park, B.
Right.
Tomorrow, we're going to be at D-City Smokehouse, which will be awesome. Second in Florida Northwest. We'll be there for our entire show, 10 to 2. Do we know what time they open? I don't want to tell people to get there before they're even open, but I bet they're open by 11, don't you?
I don't know the time, but I would tell people to just show up.
Just show up.
Open up early.
Yeah, open up early. We'll be
make
there.
Make money early.
Make money, money, money. All right. Time for predictions. And it's going to be a heck of a year, man. The NFL, there's always a big surprise. Credit to young Jeff Walker for correctly last year calling the Texans to win that division, even though they barely won it. It was week 18 and Gardner Minshew underthrew a dump.
But they open at 11, whatever. Jay. Before you go into that, they open at 11, so.
All right, D-City Smokehouse opens at 11. We'll be there at 10. Staying there our entire show. The food is fantastic. Come hang out. Brian, we're here, dude. We've made it, and everybody's 0-0. The games start tonight. Nobody on earth cares about preseason records or any of that. I think because Jeff had the incredibly clairvoyant Texans call to go along with the complete Ashburn Syndrome depraved Commanders winning the NFC East call, I think we let Jeff go first.
Go
Jeff,
first,
are you
Jeff.
Up for the challenge?
Let's do it.
You're up.
NFC North, Ravens. I mean, AFC North, my bad. Ravens.
AFC, off to a hot start, Jeff.
My bad. AFC East, Dolphins. AFC South, I'm going to go with the Texans again. AFC West, the Chiefs, and my homeboy.
Can I ask a quick question? You're providing like zero analysis or why. That's okay if that's your plan, but like you're allowed to say something if should you so choose.
Okay, AFC North, I'm taking the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, they got a run
threat. Kind of going forward, but we can go backwards too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to cover them all now. AFC North, I got the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, he got, what's his name with him now? I just had a brain fart. JP, why'd you stop me?
Maybe we shouldn't have let you give us some
Derrick insight Henry.
And analysis.
Derrick Henry,
there it is.
There we go. They got their run attack. I think they're going to control the AFC North again. AFC East, I just think the Dolphins are going to be a hot team again. They have a high-powered offense. Their defense is nice. I think they're going to take that. AFC South, I'm just riding with the Texans again. I think I like where they started off last year with CJ. I think it's just going to continue to build. What's his name? D'Amico Ryans. I like what he's doing down there. AFC West, do we really have to explain why Kansas
City?
That
one you don't.
Yeah.
That one you don't need to. All right, on to the NFC.
NFC North, I'm going to go with the Lions. I like where they – even though Chicago got Caleb and all, I still don't think that's going to – I don't think they're going to – it's going to be enough to take the North. The Lions were pretty hot last year. I think they're going to continue moving forward. NFC East, do you want my – I'm going to save that last. NFC okay. South, I'm going to go with the Bucks. They just seem like looking at this, they – probably have the most complete team, and Baker was kind of hot last year going towards the end of the season. And NFC West, 49ers. That's self-explanatory. And NFC East.
Do it to him, Jeff. Do it to him.
You already know who I'm riding with. Let's go, JD5. Worst to first, baby. Let's get it. It can happen. It will happen.
All right.
I love it. Honestly, everything you took is pretty chalky outside of the Commanders. Like, you don't have a Texans pick this year, which makes the Commanders pick perhaps more
Texans
accurate.
Pick.
That's your Texans pick?
That's my Texans pick, JP. And it's crazy because I'm going to go find the audio, but Good Morning Football, they were talking about the same thing.
Mm.
We might.
Who's your Super Bowl winner, Jeff?
The Commanders.
As much as I want to say that, I'll probably say that in about 4 years. But honestly, I want to go with the Chiefs.
Three-peat, huh?
I'm for the three-peat. I'm all about young guys breaking records.
Going with the Chiefs is pretty fair. Nobody's going to give you a hard time.
Yeah, nah, it's just I want to see Mahomes do it if he can. But then in, like, next year, I want to see Jaden come and be a giant slayer.
All right. Landini.
Okay. I'm starting the AFC East. I got the Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers, he's extremely annoying, but unfortunately he is extremely good at playing quarterback.
Yeah.
The Texans. I don't think that there's really anybody in the AFC South that can actually touch the Texans, so I'm going to go there. AFC West, the Chiefs are just the obvious pick. I feel like if you don't pick the Chiefs, you're trolling or calling for a Mahomes injury or something like that. AFC North, I'm going with the Bengals. I am a believer in Burrow. I think it looks like they're going to get this Jamar Chase thing worked out. I'm going with the Bengals. NFC East, I'll save that one for last two, so I'll start with the South. I like the Falcons, actually. I think that Kirk Cousins is consistently underrated as a quarterback. I think they're going to be improved there. Plus, I just don't really believe in the Bucs. The Panthers, they're terrible. The Saints, also not good.
Panthers are terrible.
The 49ers, I think the 49ers are the they're the best team in that division until somebody can prove to me otherwise. I mean, they've managed to win games. I am not a Purdy believer either, and they've managed to win a bunch of games the past couple of years with him.
They're so loaded. Just the roster top to bottom.
Fantastic roster. I'm going with the Packers in the North. They really surprised me last year. I don't think the Lions are bad, but I think it's maybe a little bit of a mirage there. I don't think they're quite as good as people saw last year. I think they'll be in the playoffs, sure, but I just think the Packers win that division. And then NFC East, I have the Packers' week one opponent, the Eagles, winning. Eagles.
Lifelong Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Bengals, Jets, Texans, Chiefs, Packers, Eagles, Falcons, Niners. Who's your Super Bowl winner?
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I can't really pick against the Chiefs. I think, like, they three times in a row is tough, but, I mean, you're kind of...
Yeah.
It's kind of nonsensical to pick someone else.
Be me or you?
You go.
Okay. Starting the AFC, I am going with the Bengals. That's AFC North. AFC East, me and Lamphill are oddly similar here. I have the Jets. I think that roster is really good. AFC South, I don't know what Steph Diggs is going to do for that offense because he's a fantastic player, undoubtedly. But he also seems unhappy fairly often. So I'm not sure how that's going to shake out, honestly. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to go with like just something different there. I feel like that division doesn't always like have the same, how do you say it? Like, you know how the NFC East just doesn't have, just gets one. If you look at the track record of Peyton Manning late in his career, wins one with the Broncos, Tom Brady late in his career, wins one with the Bucks. I think the Jets actually win the Super Bowl.
Well, I actually am going to laugh at you because I think the different thing between Aaron Rodgers and those two guys, they are totally dedicated to their team. Aaron Rodgers dedicated to Aaron Rodgers.
True.
In the AFC East, I am going with the Miami Dolphins. I think they get over the hump finally. I think they are not just go out there and only beat bad teams. I think they're going to beat some better teams. Their defense is going to be a little bit better, I think. AFC North, I am going to go with the Ravens. I think the Ravens, listen, I know they have Joe Burrow and Chase, but the Ravens are the better overall team when you start looking at that. I go to the South, I'm going with the Texans. I think Steph Diggs now is looking at a situation where I have a quarterback who is not going to try to just take it on his own, and he's going to utilize the talent that he has around him. I think he's going to be more involved, so I'm going to go with the Texans. In the West, I'm going to just go Chiefs, and I don't have to give no explanation. In the NFC North, I'm going with the Detroit Lions once again. I think the Packers have increased, but Detroit is a lot better than what people give them credit for. They should have been in the Super Bowl last year. The South, I'm going with the Buccaneers. I think that they're going to be better. I don't know if Kirk just lifts the team like many people think. I think the guy gets a lot of numbers. I don't know how good he makes his team. The West, I am going to go with the 49ers because, hey, like you said, when you look at a team, you look at the whole roster, and their roster is better than anything in the West. And the Rams do not have Aaron Donald anymore to disrupt and harass quarterbacks. And I'm going to go back to the East, and I'm going to go with the Eagles because I cannot say the Cowboys win the division.
Okay. Yeah. I guess the Cowboys won it last year, so that works against me that it is a they never do the same team twice, basically, since you were playing in the NFC East. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, like last year. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, last year it was all Philly until they fell apart. I don't know, man. Philly's collapse just seems so significant. Like,
man, it's a year, man. You can get over that.
I agree.
Man, when you allow minor things to become big things in football, you lose. Hopefully, Sirianni has understood that and moved forward and understand he has to be a leader for his team the whole time instead of expecting Big Dom to be his, what you call
him. Yeah, I mean, the Big Dom phenomenon is just incredible. B, we need your Super Bowl winner.
I'm going with the Chiefs instead of somebody else beat him.
Hard to argue with it.
Yeah.
I also missed your, forgive me, I missed your AFC South. Oh, no, I missed your AFC East.
I told you right off the bat.
I didn't write it down.
Yeah, I said the Dolphins.
Dolphins, okay. And then NFC South, you said the Bucks, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you have Ravens, Dolphins, Texans, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles, Bucks, Niners. You know what's interesting? None of the four of us took the Bills, who are the defending AFC East champs.
Yeah, they lost some stuff, man. They lost a lot of players. And this is like 2 years in a row they've lost a lot of free agents.
Yeah.
Eventually that stuff goes away. You don't keep staying up top when you lose good players.
It's going to be fascinating, specifically with the Bills, if there's like if that offense just looks different because that offense, I think too much will be made of Diggs being gone. They also switched coordinators late last year when they got hot and started playing better. And I think Joe Brady's actually a really good play caller, and I think that could help Josh Allen and that team up there. I think the tightest division races are going to be that AFC North. I mean, none of us took the Browns, who were awesome last year and have a great defense. None of us took the Steelers, who have been – I mean, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing record. What do you think is more likely this year, B? Mike Tomlin gets his first ever losing record, or the Steelers break through and win that division?
I think them breaking through.
And Russ seems about all the BS.
But have you noticed that whenever people go and deal with Tomlin, they normally play under Tomlin's ability?
And I
don't think
even guys like AB were able
I don't
to.
Think Russ is an AB. I think AB is a little off. I think Russ is Russ wants to win. I don't think Russ is going to try to test Tomlin. I think there are coaches out there who leads and command respect, and there's coaches out there who think they're going to just talk to a grown man in a simple way, and he's supposed to just give it to him. And I don't think that works. But I think Mike Tomlin will get the best out of Russ as far as what he is now.
Yeah, I mean, he very well might, right? You're right in that if Mike Tomlin was able to handle a team that had Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, at the same time, guys that proved incredibly disruptive in other spots, he should be able to handle a guy like Russ.
They still won.
Right. Now, I don't know how much good football Russ has left, but, you know, they're going with him over Fields. That AFC North is really got to be the strongest division in football, right?
Overall, yes.
I think it's got to be. Maybe the NFC West a couple years ago, but the Seahawks, like, how confident are you in the Seahawks? Mike McDonald, you got a new head coach there. It's just so different. You know
I think
mean?
If their defense improves drastically with McDonald, their offense is capable of staying in games. If their defense starts to get turnovers and all, they can cause problems for some people.
Sure. And they got skill position players coming out of everywhere.
Yep.
You had Jackson Smith and Jigba up there. Kenneth Walker looks poised for a big year. I mean, there's a lot to like if you're supporting Seattle. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. Then you're going to hear from Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury, the Commanders' offensive and defensive coordinators. Nobody go anywhere.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.